Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
After 9/11, we went to war over there so we wouldn't have to fight them here. But just to be extra certain we wouldn't have to fight them here, George W. Bush, as I've told you many times, launched the Department of Homeland Security to secure the homeland from terrorists so nothing like 9/11 would ever happen again. 10 years ago, if you wanted to see people chanting death to America, you had to pretty much tune in and watch the Iranian parliament. They'd chant death to America. It was shocking. Or view video from some violent backwater third world country where they're burning American flags and chanting death to America in the streets, usually amid the rubble. Now they're in the streets of America. They're chanting death to America in languages we don't even recognize while calling for the total destruction of the American system. We've known for years the kind of anti-American, American-hating folks whose cultures clash with ours fundamentally, that the Democrats were letting them in by the hundreds of thousands. But it's just hit critical mass, and it was no less shocking to see the phrase death to America trend again and again and again on the internet. Well, the free internet, anyway. X, the last place that's free and has free speech. It wasn't trending on Facebook or Instagram. The video from Dearborn, Michigan, was from local activist Takek Bazi, calling for no less than the destruction of America.
We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth.
Now, listen halfway through here as the crowd begins to chant death to America. They're not even bothering to do it in English.
Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Al Mawti America!
Al Mawti
America! Al Mawti America!
Al
Mawti America!
Al Mawti.
Yep, that translates to death to America. But it turns out those two clips I just played for you are actually tame for this activist. Here, I'll let Fox News explain.
So that guy who made those comments that we played yesterday, it was Friday in Dearborn, he does have a history of violent rhetoric. In 2021, he said, blood must be spilled, martyrdom must be sought after. He also told the crowd, if the FBI comes to your door, tell them to go to hell. And at one point he said that it would be an honor to be on the terror watch list. Well, hopefully he's on it. Right. Let's hope he is experiencing that honor. But it's just unbelievable that it took a question from to KGP by Jackie Heinrich in order for them to condemn what's going on in Michigan. They're so concerned about losing Dearborn. The last thing they want to do is to call out somebody who clearly is anti-American, has no business being here. And obviously, I hope he's on every terrorist watch list.
Wait, what? See, that's the most unfathomable thing at all. Democrats refusing to condemn this, just blowing it off. Like Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat governor of Michigan. Any condemnation? Nope. Gretchen is good with it. How about Rashida Tlaib? She can just pretend, right? Nope, not doing it. How about Joe Biden condemning this, you know, personally? Like he has the last couple of weeks condemned Trump for his, quote, very dangerous rhetoric when he used the term bloodbath, both to describe what Biden is doing to the American auto industry. It is a bloodbath. And then again, to describe the violence and bloodshed that's come from Joe Biden's open border. That was so dangerous. Joe Biden went on the campaign trail to condemn it. The violent rhetoric. Has Joe Biden personally condemned this? Oh, heck no. Nope, it's all good. It took relentless pushing by Jackie Heinrich, for Fox News reporter, to even get Karine Jean-Pierre to condemn this. Something, again, Biden hasn't done personally. Why? Because he doesn't want to offend the Death to America vote. Because Biden knows this. He's actually got a pretty easy route to winning the presidency. All he's got to do is win every blue state. That shouldn't be hard. Plus pick up Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Again, three swing states he won in 2020.
It's not just members of the squad and Michigan's governor who are silent, but President Biden, too. Our own Jackie Heinrich at the White House asked when the president would condemn these remarks.
Should we expect a statement from the president on that, though? I mean, it was a pretty significant display.
I mean, you're hearing from me. I think that's important. The other part, too, that I do want to be very clear about, you know, peaceful protest is something that the president has also been very, very clear that is important for to give folks space to peacefully protest. But
folks, the modern Democrat Party is telling you who they are. In the last 48 hours, Joe Biden did an interview. He was asked what the biggest threat to democracy is in America. And he said, Trump talking. When Trump talks, he was referring to the bloodbath comments. Yet this is peaceful protest. Anyway, Fox News reporter Jackie Heinrich finally dragged Karine Jean-Pierre, the spokeshack for Joe Biden, into this tepid condemnation.
Any type of violent rhetoric, we are going to denounce.
But I mean, surely Joe Biden's going to personally condemn this, right, Karine Jean-Pierre?
Should we expect a statement from the president on that, though? I mean, it was a pretty significant display.
I mean, you're hearing from me. I think that's important.
After hearing that, Fox News comedian Greg Gutfeld came to the same conclusion I have for a while.
I get the impression, you know, with the Death to America stuff, that we are on a slow roll toward our own little Gazas, these little islands of unrest in the country. These were places that were sacrificed to leftisms, where laws were discarded, identity and division became the currency. You know, look at Minneapolis since George Floyd. It's never been the same. Right. There are all these enclaves. We were supposed to be a melting pot, but that requires melting. And instead, what we're seeing in these areas is a hardening. If you come here and you reject assimilation, free speech, cooperation with people different than you, those are our values. And if you reject them, you are xenophobic and you are anti-American. It's not illegal, I guess, but why are we respecting it and why are we encouraging it? You know, leftism encourages this sort of behavior. It is time for the adults to enter the room and basically change the conversation or these cities are gone.
Incredibly, even the Muslim mayor of Dearborn managed to condemn this. But not the white liberal governor of Michigan or the white male president of the Democrat Party and the United States. And folks, Greg Gutfeld's right. You're not going to get a condemnation. Not now, not going forward. Which means, effectively, these cities are gone.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But because they don't follow the news closely, I don't think most Americans realize how gone it all is. Do you realize on October 7th, Hamas, a Muslim terrorist group, killed 32 American citizens? Did you know that? 32 American citizens and took 10 American hostages. Did you know the families of those hostages have taken now to following Joe Biden around the country to dog him at public events? And why are they doing that? Well, most Americans probably don't realize to appease the Dearborn radicals you heard from in the beginning of this podcast, Joe Biden has thrown the hostages under the bus because his stance up until the last couple of weeks has been that he supports a truce in Gaza conditioned on Hamas releasing at least some of the American hostages it's holding in the Strip. But Joe Biden recently backed off that. Now he's calling on Israel to unilaterally agree to a 6 to 8 week ceasefire. No demands for hostage release of any kind on the part of Hamas. It's so outrageous that even noted liberal former CNN host Chris Cuomo, who now has a show on News Nation, blasted Joe Biden for it because, as he said, it has no precedent in American history.
And I get how tight the race is. And I get how worried you are that you're not going to have the same base you had the last time. But that is not an excuse to be weak. There is a primary reality, okay? And we seem to have forgotten it. Hamas is a terror organization. You designated them as that. They stole people. They need to give the people they stole back to us, to Israel, first. The hostages have become an afterthought. And that is wrong. Every time you speak about what must happen, and you do not begin with, hey, terrorists, give back who you stole, you are giving terrorists a pass.
A pass that Chris Cuomo correctly says puts Joe Biden and the Democrat Party right now to the left of the Gazans in the Gaza Strip in terms of colluding with Hamas.
The people in Gaza are calling for the release of the hostages more vehemently than you are. They know Hamas has put them in this hell. What do you know?
But now for the most shocking part of all, and I gotta warn you, this is gonna make your blood curl. Remember, on October 7th, 32 American citizens were murdered by Hamas and 10 hostages taken, right? Well, you saw the airstrike, probably in Syria, last week by Israel, which was roundly condemned by the Biden administration. They killed a guy by the name of Mohammad Reza Zahedeh. He was a senior commander in Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. Well, Iran puts out a statement mourning him, calling him a martyr. Why is he a martyr? Because they admit, quote, he designed and implemented the Al-Aqsa Storm. What is that? October 7th. It's their name for October 7th. He designed and implemented the Al-Aqsa Storm. Wait, this is the guy responsible for killing 32 American citizens and taking 10 hostages? Yeah. What is he still doing walking around in the open air, coming and going from the Iranian consulate in Syria? This is happening because Joe Biden and the Democrats allowed this man to get away with the murder of 32 Americans. And what it means is, going forward, the only hope for Americans who are slaughtered at the hands of these Islamists is that maybe Israel will want revenge. With Joe Biden in office, it's likely the only vengeance that these Americans will and their families will ever get. Again, because Joe Biden is so focused on appeasing the Death to America crowd in Dearborn, he doesn't give a damn about the dead. I can't tell you the danger this puts us in. And it's not just that. Let's go back to this headline because it's so shocking. Most casualties from recent attacks in the Middle East are brain injuries. So this is done by Iran and by Iran's proxies. Roughly 186 troops have been killed or injured in attacks on U.S. personnel since mid-October. Of those, 130 have been traumatic brain injuries. That's not a thing you just go walking around the rest of your life normal. This is a serious, serious attack. And yet, Americans are now at a point where if we want vengeance, we've got to rely on Israel. There's no other way to get it. Anyone with common sense knows that everything I've laid out in this podcast means that more Iranian agents and Islamic agents will flock to America now in places like Dearborn, where they know they can call for blood and martyrdom and terrorism in the streets with nary a peep from high-ranking Democrats, anybody above governor, certainly not the president. And they know they can hit us again. They can come after Americans all they want. Joe Biden will just gaff their families off until they're forced to follow him around the country. And those aren't all the things we've never seen before on our soil. I'm going to give you one more that's going to blow your mind in just a minute. No pun intended. But first, I want to thank the folks at PhD Weight Loss for my amazing health, my wonderful new body, and for sponsoring this podcast. Charlie James, another radio talk show host that I work with, he has been overweight his entire life. And I've known him for the last 2 years. He's managed counting calories to get all but the last 15 pounds gone, but they were stubbornly stuck on him. So he finally knuckled under and did PhD weight loss and was able to lose that last 15 pounds that he'd carried around since junior high in about 6 weeks. It was such a victory for him. It's really cool to see him kind of achieve that. I'd love to see what your victory looks like. So check them out. Tell them Tara sent you. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's MyPhDWeightLoss.com. You can do it from anywhere in the country. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Now back to the podcast. You know how Greg Gutfeld said we're going to have our own little Gazas? You can already see it happening. The violent pro-Palestinian left is beginning to pour into the streets. In fact, they caused the streets around Midtown Manhattan to be shut down because Joe Biden appeared for a fundraiser. But did you hear about this? Over the weekend, Israeli model and former Miss Israel Noah Kotchva was accosted by a mob of pro-Palestinian protesters in Times Square after announcing she was going to meet with some of her friends to sing Israeli songs. She was attacked and beaten in Times Square by a pro-Palestinian mob, including a Hamas woman who hit her in the face with a wooden pole. She put the video of that up on Instagram. The anti-Jewish slurs will make you blush. I've never heard them screamed like that outside of a Nazi movie. She'd announced beforehand that she was going to be there online. She simply wore her Star of David necklace. They got violent. They got aggressive. They slurred her. They're Democrats. This is what America is now. And this is what they feel comfortable doing on the streets of America.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.